from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo welcomes Chinese Prime Minister Keqiang in Bogor. The Research, Technology and Higher Education Ministry pushes institutions to publish 7,000 new journals in 2 years. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo welcomed the arrival of Chinese Prime Minister Li Keqiang at the Bogor Presidential Palace on Monday, May 7. The President welcomed Prime Minister Keqiang in the front yard of the palace at 10:30 a.m. local time. Several students standing in front of the palace fence welcomed the arrival of Prime Minister Keqiang's vehicle bearing the small flags of Indonesia and China. Prime Minister Keqiang entered the courtyard of the Presidential Palace of Bogor aboard a vehicle and was escorted by troops comprising troop riders and drum band of the President's security forces to the terrace of the palace. The state ceremony was held to welcome Prime Minister Keqiang with a 19 cannon fire salute at the same time as the national anthem was played. The Indonesian head of state and head of the Chinese government listened to the Indonesian national anthem and Chinese national anthem. President Joko Widodo and Prime Minister Keqiang will hold bilateral meetings to discuss cooperation in several sectors and conducted a joint tree planting. During Prime Minister Keqiang's official stay in Indonesia, he will also visit the ASEAN partnership with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. In addition, Keqiang will attend the Indonesia-China Business Summit. This is the second visit of Prime Minister Keqiang to Indonesia. Keqiang had earlier paid a visit when he was Deputy Prime Minister of China in 2008. The Research, Technology and Higher Education Ministry is pushing Indonesian researchers to publish more accredited journals, targeting 7,000 new journal titles in the next 2 years. According to ministry data, the current number of accredited journals stands at 1,200, with 37 of them having been accredited internationally. The ministry's Research Enhancement and Development Director General, M. Dimyati, said recently in Semarang that the growth of journal titles had improved after the government merged two accredited accreditation institutions, the Ministry, and the Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI. The government is pushing for more accreditors and assessors. However, universities say creating new journals is not easy. China will increase import of electronic components from Indonesia to make up for the stoppage of its import from the United States following the trade war involving the world's two largest economies. Electronic components are high in demand, Indonesian Ambassador to China Jauhari Oratmangun said. Jauhari said, Indonesia's export of electronic components to China are valued around $4 billion per year, or the same as Indonesia's export of biodiesel. Indonesia also exports household furniture, timber, and processed products of timber valued around $3 billion. The ambassador said the Chinese-Indonesian bilateral trade is valued around $65 billion, and the figure is expected to continue to swell. Prime Minister Lee Keqiang will hold a state visit to Indonesia from May 6 to 8 this year. Lee is scheduled to meet with President Joko Widodo on Sunday. Laos is an ASEAN member country in the heart of the Indo-Chinese region, which has economic potentials and is opening up itself for cooperation with other countries. Fellow ASEAN countries and other nations such as China, Japan, South Korea, and the United States are now competing to expand businesses in Laos. Indonesia, through the Indonesian Embassy, an investment coordinating board, is holding a small and medium enterprises exhibition and planetarium walk in Laos on May 5 and 6, 2018, in an effort to utilize the market in Laos. Indonesian investors should capitalize on business opportunities in Laos. Held at the Vientiane Center, one of the main malls in Laos, the fair was designed to make Indonesian investors realize that Laos offers various business opportunities that could be cultivated. Interim Charge of Affairs of the Indonesian Embassy in Laos, Firman Arif Supalal, stated that so far, only a small number of Indonesian businesses were willing to invest in shares or develop factories in Laos, which had no coastline. Indonesia currently has some 54 million small and medium enterprises, and the figure is estimated to support up to some 60% of the national gross domestic product. Therefore, Indonesia can benefit from the potential of the market in Laos. The number of wide-bodied aircraft leaving Bali via the International Airport of Ngurah Rai of Denpasar rose 5.59% to 2,929 units in March from 2,774 units in the previous month. Head of the Bali office of the Central Bureau of Statistics, Adi Nugroho, said that the number of departures of international passengers rose 5.39% to 488,730 in March from 459,394 in February. Adi said most of passengers were foreign holiday makers. There were 492,678 foreign tourists visiting Bali in March 2018, or 8.9% larger than 452,423 in the previous month. Most of the foreign tourists came to Bali by air via the Ngurah Rai Airport, with only 7,832 by sea on board of tourist boats. Adi Nugroho said, increase was also recorded in the volume of air cargoes leaving Bali, up 13.93% from 6.76 million tons in February to 7.7 million tons in March 2018. Five main countries of destination were Australia, China, Singapore, Malaysia, and Hong Kong. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. A total of 570 participants of Dharma Siswa Indonesia from 89 countries are ready to return to their respective countries to become Indonesian cultural ambassadors after studying for 1 year in Indonesia. It was dedicated by Minister of Education and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, through a press release of Antara in Jakarta on Sunday, May 6. The minister appreciates all participants who have decided to learn culture and Indonesian language by using scholarships from the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. In addition, the minister also inaugurates all participants to be Indonesian cultural ambassadors forever. escorted by Antara, Dharmasiswa Indonesia is a one-year non-degree scholarship program by the Indonesian government for students from friendly countries to study in Indonesia. Head of Bureau for Planning and Foreign Cooperation Suharti moreover said that it is a very strategic program as a means of cultural diplomacy. The Indonesia Asian Para Games Organizing Committee (INAPGOC) promoted the planned implementation of the 2018 Asian Para Games during the 2018 Asia MTB race held in Danau City, Cebu, the Philippines on Sunday. Raja Sabta Oktohari, INAPGOC chairman, who is concurrently deputy chairman of the Asian Cycling Confederation, distributed stickers on the 2018 Asian Para Games to participating cyclists and several Filipinos. The Asian Para Games will be organized in Jakarta, Indonesia, on October 6 to 13, 2018, and its test event will be held from June 27 to July 3 this year. The Asian Games will be participated in by some 9,500 athletes, 2,500 personnel of the Asian Olympic Council, and 5,500 technical delegates from 45 Asian countries. At least 3,500 media representatives are expected to cover the Games, while the Asian Para Games will be participated in by around 3,000 differently abled athletes and 1,000 officials from 43 Asian countries. Another difference is that the Asian Games is under the supervision of the Asian Olympic Council, AOC, while the Asian Para Games is under the Asian Paralympic Committee, APC, which is the only official representative of the International Paralympic Committee, IPC, in Asia and the owner of the Para Games in the region. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo welcomes Chinese Prime Minister Keqiang in Bogor. The Research, Technology and Higher Education Ministry pushes institutions to publish 7,000 new journals in 2 years. That was the news from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Commentary. The title of this commentary is Revamping Indonesian Maritime Culture. The ancestors of Indonesia were excellent sailors. Not surprisingly, Indonesia is the largest archipelago country with the second largest coastline in the world. It is a maritime country or a country surrounded by oceans. Approximately 2/3 of Indonesian territory is sea. With such a large and wide coverage, of course, Indonesian sea deposits biodiversity of marine natural resources, both biological and non-biological resources with high value. In addition, the Indonesian Sea has also much potential that can be utilized. Take, for example, there are marine tourism and renewable and non-renewable sources such as oil and gas, rare minerals, and the sea can also be used as an inter-island transportation that's very economical. Historically, Indonesian nation is characterized by maritime history that start from the western region to the central and eastern archipelago. Long before independence, Indonesia was already known to the world as a nation that has advanced in maritime civilization. The history records that Indonesian seafarers have sailed away by the outrigger ships. By using simple navigation tools, they were able to sail north then west to cut the Indian Ocean up to Madagascar and continue east to Eastern Island. But the maritime spirit began faded when Indonesians experienced colonization by the Dutch colonial government. Lifestyle and orientation of the nation were changed from maritime to agrarian orientation. To revive Indonesian maritime culture, Indonesian National Navy, TNI AL, from 4 to 9 May 2018, held multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo, every petit MNEK 2018 in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, NTB. This multilateral exercise has been held for the third time, and it was followed by 36 navies from different parts of the world. The Navy exercise featured 15 sophisticated warships from the participating countries along with Indonesians, 36 naval warships, 11 transport and combat aircraft. This exercise was also followed by more than 5,500 troops. As a country with large sea territory, Indonesia should also have a powerful navy with capable and strong personnel, and its main weapon-resistant equipment, Alutsista, is sophisticated. This multilateral naval exercise is expected to improve the strength of Indonesian Navy. In addition, it is also expected to revive Indonesian maritime culture by showing to the world that Indonesia was once a maritime country to be reckoned. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our Rugal program Today in History over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for an event on May 7, 1949, Rome-Royant Agreement. Rome-Royant Agreement was an agreement between Indonesia and the Dutch which was begun on April 14, 1949 and finally signed on May 7, 1949 at Dutch Indies Hotel, Jakarta. His name was taken from the two leaders of delegation, Muhammad Rumt and Herman van Rooyen. The meeting was to solve some problems on the independence of Indonesia before roundtable conference in the Den Haag in the same year. In the agreement, as you said, the agreement is very tough, so that it needed the assistance of Bung Hatta from exile in Bangka and Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX from Jakarta to reinforce the attitude of Sri Sultan HB IX on the government of Indonesia in Jakarta, where Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX said Jakarta is the Republic Indonesia. The next event is that in 1992, Endeavour Space Shuttle was launched. Endeavour was the youngest space shuttle belonged to NASA. The shuttle was made to replace Challenger, which crashed in 1986 and killed 7 astronauts. Endeavour began to be developed on February 15, 1982 and was launched for the first time to the space on May 7, 1992. It was one of the three space shuttles still operated at NASA. Two space shuttles were Discovery and Atlantis. Well, listener, the last event is that in 2012, Vladimir Putin was installed as President of Russia. Vladimir Putin was installed to be president in an event which was colored with demonstration by opposition in Moscow on May 7, 2012. Swearing in former head of Secret Service of KGB was conducted by Orthodox Church leader Patriarch Kirill at St. Andrew Hall, Kremlin. The event was attended by around 2,000 invitees. After the inauguration, Putin gave short speech and continued with inspection of presidential guards and reception with the invitees. Although Putin de facto officiated as prime minister for 4 years, he was the real president even though the position was officiated his close supporter, namely Dmitry Medvedev, in 2008. Before Putin was officiated as president of Russia for 8 years, he won the presidential election for 3 times in an election which was considered controversial in March 2012. Well, listener, that was Today in History read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again through RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Our program today is My Indonesia with the title President Joko Widodo wants to focus on export to non-traditional market of Asia-Pacific region. To increase national investment, President Joko Widodo asked all cabinet officials to expand the export market to non-traditional countries. The request was affirmed by President Joko Widodo in a limited meeting on the topic enhancing cooperation between Indonesia and South Pacific region countries at the presidential office in Jakarta on Friday. President Joko Widodo wants Indonesia to strengthen its trade relations with countries in the South Pacific Ocean region. This is one of the paths to open the export market of Indonesian products. He views that Indonesia is a very strategic position. This should be able to be utilized to improve diplomatic economic relations with other countries, especially those close to Indonesia. The president also reminded that Indonesia lies at a very strategic location between two continents and two oceans, Indian Ocean and Pacific Ocean. This condition should shape the direction of Indonesian foreign policy and economy and be used for the national interest. Especially for countries in the Indian Ocean region, President Joko Widodo has formed a cooperation forum called Indian Ocean Ring Association, IORA. But for the Pacific Ocean region, especially the South Pacific, there needs to be initiation to improve cooperation in the region. He is convinced that countries in the South Pacific region, such as Nauru, Vanuatu, Fiji, Solomon Islands, Samoa, and Tonga, are open to cooperating with Indonesian peripheries such as intercommunity culture, education, scholarship assistance, investment, and trade. The leading products of Indonesia manufacturing industry which are ready to be offered include fishery products and services. Trade relations with Western Pacific countries could be the acceleration corridor of Eastern Indonesia. The key is to strengthen connectivity, both cultural and economic connectivity. In addition, there must be smooth connectivity of Indonesian transport system with countries in the South Pacific region. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo welcomed the arrival of Chinese Prime Minister Li Keqiang at the Bogor Presidential Palace on Monday, May 7. The President welcomed Prime Minister Keqiang in the front yard of the palace at 10:30 a.m. local time. Several students standing in front of the palace fans welcomed the arrival of Prime Minister Keqiang's vehicle bearing the small flags of Indonesia and China. The Research, Technology and Higher Education Ministry is pushing Indonesian researchers to publish more accredited journals, targeting 7,000 new journal titles in the next 2 years. China will increase import of electronic components from Indonesia to make up for the stoppage of its import from the United States following the trade war involving the world's two largest economies. Laos is an ASEAN member country in the heart of the Indo-Chinese region, which has economic potentials and is opening up itself for cooperation with other countries. The number of wide-bodied aircraft leaving Bali via the international airport of Ngurah Rai of Denpasar rose 5.59% to 2,929 units in March from 2,774 units in the previous month. A total of 570 participants of Dharma Siswa Indonesia from 89 countries are ready to return to their respective countries to become Indonesian cultural ambassadors after studying for 1 year in Indonesia. The Indonesian Asia Para Games Organizing Committee, INAPGOK, promoted the planned implementation of the 2018 Asian Paragames during the 2018 Asia MTB race held in Danau City, Cebu, the Philippines, on Sunday. Raja Sabta Oktohari Inapgog, chairman, who is concurrently deputy chairman of the Asian Cycling Confederation, distributed stickers on the 2018 Asian Paragames to participating cyclists and several Filipinos. Listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Wuring Hamlet in East Nusa Tenggara. Stay tuned. Listeners, in the east of Flores Island, East Nusa Tenggara, there is a fisherman hamlet which is majority Bajo tribe coming from South Sulawesi. The hamlet is called Wuring, which is located in the suburbs of Maumere, Presley at Wolomarang, West Alok District. Listeners, Wuring Hamlet is the one whose most of its residence houses are built on the sea. Thus, when visiting the hamlet, you will see very beautiful ocean view. Many fishermen hamlets are found in Indonesia, but the difference between Wuring Hamlet and other fishermen hamlets is coastal area which is used as residence of the local people and its sea water is also quite clear. Listeners, in 1992, when earthquake and tsunami hit Flores, the hamlet was destroyed and swept by tsunami, which killed many people. After the disaster, there were some people who moved to other locations, but most of them chose to stay and build again their home. Listeners, Wuring villager is known to be very friendly. They will greet with their smile when meet visitors who enter their territory. If you want to visit the hamlet, it is not quite difficult because the landline is easy to be passed. From Maumere, you must pass Trans Flores heading to the west. After passing 1 kilometer from the city, you have to turn right and you will arrive at Wuring Hamlet. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Wuring Hamlet in East Nusa Tenggara. Thank you for listening.
Oh,
to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Take a segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Saya tinggal di Jogja, or in English, I live in Jogja. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about Saya tinggal di Jogja, or in English, I live in Jogja. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Joko and Tony. They are in an area of Prambanan Temple. Let's follow the conversation.
Tony, di mana kamu tinggal?
Di Hotel Mutiara.
Di daerah mana itu?
Di Jalan Malioboro.
Oh,
kalau rumah kamu di mana?
Di Asri, dekat dari sini.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice, and you can follow after me. Di mana kamu tinggal? Di mana kamu tinggal? In English, where do you live? Di daerah mana? Di daerah mana? In English, where is it? Jalan Malioboro. Jalan Malioboro. In English, on Malioboro Street. Rumah kamu di mana? Rumah kamu di mana? In English, where do you live? Di Garuda, dekat dari sini. Di Garuda, dekat dari sini. In English, at Garuda, near from here. To ask about someone's residence, you can say, di mana kamu tinggal? Di mana kamu tinggal? In English, where do you live? Or, kamu tinggal di mana? Kamu tinggal di mana? In English, where do you live? To answer the question, you can mention hotel, residence complex, street, or area. For example, Bapak tinggal di mana? Bapak tinggal di mana? In English, where do you live, sir? Saya tinggal di Jakarta. Saya tinggal di Jakarta. In English, I live in Jakarta. Other examples. Kamu tinggal di mana? Kamu tinggal di mana? Where do you live? Di Jalan Sudirman. Di Jalan Sudirman. On Jalan Sudirman or on Sudirman Street. If someone mentioned their residence and you want to know exactly where it is, you can say di daerah mana? Di daerah mana? In English, where is it? Kamu tinggal di mana? Kamu tinggal di mana? In English, where do you live? Di Asri. Di Asri. In English, at Asri Residence Complex. Di daerah mana? Di daerah mana? In English, where is it? Bantul. Bantul. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Tony, di mana kamu tinggal?
Di Hotel Mutiara.
Di daerah mana itu?
Di Jalan Malioboro.
Oh,
kalau rumah kamu di mana?
Di Asri, dekat dari sini.
Listener, as an exercise, please send us your voice recording in Indonesian language to our email address at voi@voinews.id. There will be interesting prizes for the selected senders. Please describe a tourist spot in your country by mentioning the country's name, the name of tourism object, the location, and the weather in that place. Please convey more information if any. For example, selamat pagi, negara saya Indonesia, memiliki tempat wisata Candi Prambanan yang terletak di kota Yogyakarta. Cuaca sekitar Candi Prambanan panas. Gudeg adalah makanan khas Yogyakarta. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa!
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we present Kroncong songs by Tuti Mariati. The singer, who was born in Makassar, South Sulawesi on October 8, 1956, also known as Tuti Trisedia. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Rayuan Pulau Kelapa by Tuti Trisedia. Happy listening. Rayuan Pulau Kelapa is a song composed by Ismail Marzuki. The song tells about the beauty of Indonesia. The islands with coconut trees became an idol of the people all that time. The song is one of the national heroic songs of Indonesia. Listener Tuti Trisedia spent her teenage years in Bandung, West Java. After that, she continued her education to ASMI Jakarta, then continued her study at the Faculty of Law, UPN Veteran University, Jakarta. During her education, Tuti achieved a number of achievements. In 1975, she was elected in the Indonesia-Canada World Youth Exchange Program. In her singing career, Tuti's name began to be known since she won the first title of Radio and Television Singing Contest, Bintang Radio Televisi BRTV, in 1986 in Kroncong category. Previously, she also won the first winner in the competition of Kroncong Kotama TNI Navy Jakarta 2 and won second place in 1983. Tuti said she never learned to sing Kroncong and only learned from hearing Waljina and Sundari Sukojo. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Tanah Air by Tuti Trisedia. Happy listening.
Thank you.
Similar to the previous song, the song Tanah Air shows the love and admiration for the beauty of Indonesia. Tuti was dedicated as an official singer at the State Palace in 1988, and she was usually dedicated to sing in front of the state guest. Tuti also served as the host, singer, and coordinator of the event in Gebyar Kroncong, broadcasted on the national television station TVRI. Together with group of Indonesian art, she went around various countries for several times. Tuti Trisedia also founded Warung Kroncong Gaul, which became a gathering place for Kroncong lovers and became a forum for young Kroncong singers to exercise their voices ability. The studio has found several young Kroncong singers who have entered the recording music, for example, Sriyono, a golden voice blind singer. During her singing career in the music industry, Tuti has released more than 15 Kroncong albums, both old Kroncong songs and new Kroncong songs. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Tinggi Gunung Seribu Janji and Kicir Kicir by Tuti Trisedia. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Kita akan berjumpa pula.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Full of grace, it is. already poisoned you. Against those who worship differently than me.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.